Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Friday, joining us right now is Doug McElway. He's a Washington correspondent for the Fox News Channel. Doug, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Mary. Hi, Vince. How you doing?
We're doing great, especially because it's Friday, right?
Yeah.
The president tweeted out tweeted this out. Ralph Northam, who is running for governor of Virginia, is fighting for the violent MS-13 killer gangs and sanctuary cities. Vote Ed Gillespie. Now, that's a big deal that the president is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Does that help or hurt him, though?
Ed Gillespie or the president?
Ed Gillespie. Does having the president's endorsement bump up his support?
We'll see. It's an important test for the Trump presidency in terms of the effect of his coattails. He's already lost one race with the Alabama race. His candidate, he backed Big Luther Strange, lost to Roy Moore. I think the president made a wise decision in that case to sort of preemptively back Roy Moore in the event that his own candidate, Luther Strange, lost, and both have agreed to support each other. But, you know, this is another test of the president's coattails, so we'll see.
It's interesting. Do you have any sense of why he decided at this point, or is this like literally everything else? It's Trump's Twitter account. We never quite know why he decided, but he did.
Well, you know, Virginia is an important state. It's an important state and a bellwether state. Ed Gillespie, you know, did really well in the 2016 Senate race. He defied the polls, almost beat the Democratic candidate in that case. And so people are hoping that he potentially defies the polls again. He's the Republican candidate. The president wants to demonstrate that he has some coattails, and so this is an important test.
Yeah, he'll definitely need to defy the polls because the new Washington Post poll shows a 53-40 split between Ralph Northam
right.
And Ed Gillespie.
That poll is a bit of an outlier. Many other polling, there was a USA Today poll that was done in mid-September which showed that I think both candidates tied at 44%. Most other polls have showed about a 4 or 5 point spread for Northam within the margin of error. So the Washington Post poll was different. And the interesting thing about that poll is that it was conducted, it was released just yesterday, but the polling itself was conducted all in the aftermath of the Las Vegas attack. So it also encompasses the big question of gun control and gun control in Virginia. So that's important. I spoke to Karl Rove about that particular poll yesterday, and he said it's an outlier. And not only that, but it's a way, way outlier, he said. Now, Karl Rove is a backer of Ed Gillespie, so you know he has that. But he's also an astute observer of these kinds of races down to individual counties. And there's a good chance that you know, as Virginia goes with this election, it will probably be determined by those all important swing counties, the exurbs of the Washington D.C. area. We're talking about, you know, Loudoun, Fauquier, Prince William County. And those kinds of counties. So we'll see. I spoke to Larry Sabato about the gun control issue in Virginia and how it will affect the race yesterday. And he believes that it will have very little effect, that the red counties in Virginia, the rural counties, are going to stay where they are. The blue metropolitan areas are going to stay where they are. That a big issue like the Las Vegas shooting probably doesn't do anything to change people's minds as much as sort of you know, serve to entrench people's preconceived notions about this. So we'll see where that goes. The one difference there, the one caveat, is the bump stock factor. It was really interesting that the NRA came out against bump stocks this week. It appears that we're going to see legislation in Congress to ban these kinds of things, and no question that is something that needs to be done. If you listen to the sound of those gunshots, it sounds like a Tommy gun, doesn't it?
Well, it may sound that way, but here's my question for you, though. We've seen Paul Ryan, Kevin Yoder, Mark Meadows, Ron Johnson, John Thune, Orrin Hatch, Lindsey Graham, a whole bunch of these politicians, Republicans, saying, yeah, okay, I back this ban. What does that do to their base? How do you think the base is behind them on this?
I do. And I think that, you know, Virginia is no stranger to this gun control debate. Harken back to the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007. You had this student there, Sung-hee Cho, who shot and killed 32 people at Virginia Tech. That was, at the time, America's worst shooting by a single gunman. It also, you know, that was an important milestone in Virginia's history because it uncovered a domino effect of lapses. Before he acted out, there were, you know, lots of students, there were professors at the school who were very much worried about some signals that this student was sending out. He was not right, they believed. They told campus police. Campus police investigated. They warned Cho to lay off people that he had been bothering. He'd been stalking a couple of female students there. A state court found him to be mentally defective. But because of reporting gaps, he was never placed on the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. So as a result of that, he was able to buy these two guns and carry out his own carnage. Another factor that was in place at the time, and I think it's important to mention as well, that Virginia had a law in place at the time that was signed by then-Democratic Governor Doug Wilder in 1993, in place during the Sung-hee Cho shooting, that limited gun purchases to one a month. But that legislation, that law, was repealed in 2012 under the Republican administration of Governor Bob McDonnell. So you see kind of a seesaw effect in Virginia of gun control swings, gun control legislation. It reflects the fundamental divide in Virginia, which is reflective of the fundamental divide across America, that the rural areas are opposed to gun control.
Right.
The metropolitan areas are in favor of it.
I think
in that sense, Virginia's another bellwether.
One last thing on this gun control thing while we have you is that I think people look at bump stocks, people, gun owners who would never even use one, and their fear is, look, as soon as Congress starts banning one element of guns, that this will become a slippery slope. And that fear is not without merit, because you had Nancy Pelosi tell the Washington Post yesterday when asked about the slippery slope argument, so what? I certainly hope so. So
right.
I think that bugs gun owners.
It does. It does. And it's the camel's nose under the tent for a lot of gun owners. The interesting thing is that the real action is on the Senate side, because Chris Murphy has indicated to reporters, I think just yesterday he indicated to reporters, that he's willing to take this bump stock legislation up on its own, singularly, without any other attachments, without any other efforts to exert gun control in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I think probably other Democrats on the House side certainly are upset over Chris Murphy's pronouncement to that effect.
Right.
Because it prevents them from putting their camel's nose under the tent, so to speak.
Yeah, good point. And it'd be hard to see how they could vote against it if Republicans just bring that up as a clean bill.
That's right. That's right.
Doug McElwain from the Fox News Channel, thanks as always for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
My pleasure.
And we're going to be talking about guns still in a moment with Frank Miniter, who's a gun and hunting expert, in just a second. Here's 7:15, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.